And this email was titled Mo Money, and it's from Don. Mo Money. And he's talking about how people want more services. They want the government to spend more on healthcare, education, transit, and the list just goes on and on and on. Today,
did you mention childcare?
Childcare, too. Add that to the list. And Don's email reads, today, people are calling up wanting the government to spend more on BC ferry subsidies. Yesterday, the BCTF was demanding a massive raise in education spending. Earlier in the week, the federal NDP wanted more money for the Canada Pension Plan. If you put TransLink on the air, people will be calling up for more public transit service and lower fares. We need to spend more on healthcare because Tim Hortons' healthcare is an outrage. Charities need more money, restore their subsidies. Shelter the homeless, help the working poor, green the environment, keep hydro rates down, put more police officers on the street, and on and on and on. The only way I would run for political office is if I could be guaranteed that my party would form the opposition and not the government. It would be a lot easier, and I would be much more popular having someone else make the tough decisions while I sit back and criticize what was left off the spending list.
Did Christy Clark really think long and hard about what she was giving up?
I know.
And what she was getting? When you listen to that list, I mean, that's a great letter.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so true. It's what we hear every day. We want more health care. We want more transit. We want more this. We want more that. But we don't want to pay for it.
At all.
We don't want to pay the toll on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to pay the increasing cost of running the ferries. But we want all of that.
And we need more schools. Look at Surrey. Look at the education system. They haven't received funding since 2005. So, I mean, it's a definite challenge, and it seems like a lose-lose. If you give money to one group, another group is upset that they didn't get funding. And, I don't know, it's a tough spot, but Premier Clark is thriving. I mean, she seems to really...
She's out of town.
She's in Hawaii right now.
I know. Going into hiding.
But she loves politics, and I just think that she couldn't stay away. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that's exactly what happened. I've told the story before. I watched her go from absolutely not, read my lips practically, I'm not interested.
I saw that too.
Yeah, she went on television and said that. And was for about a period of 3 or 4 weeks, I could just see her getting more and more interested, and mm-hmm. finally... The book was in, and that was, well, here we are.
End of the story.
I think we're out of time. Okay.